Here's a thought I'll title, Known for One. Charles Dickens, who most of you know is one of my favorite authors of all times, would still be a great, historically important author if he had only written, say, Oliver Twist. But of course, he wrote a lot more than that, and there's many novels that I think are better than Oliver Twist, and I'm so glad he wrote them. Well, you know, the same idea can be said about photography. If Dorothea Lange had only made Migrant Mother, she'd probably still be a famous photographer, but there is so much more that she photographed that's worthy of our going out of our way and putting in the effort to find and look at. Same could be said of Cartier-Bresson. He's known for, well, maybe not one, but a few images. And Ansel Adams is known for a few images. Most famous photographers are known for one or maybe at most a dozen images. But yet, when we look more deeply, their careers are way more important. And what they have to offer us in terms of aesthetics and enlightenment and ideas and just plain fun goes way beyond the images they're sort of famous for, which is part of the reason that I think books are one of the greatest vehicles for exploring photography, because in a book, you have to have more than one or a dozen images. They allow us the ability to dig more deeply. So I would encourage you to think about this next time you're looking at a famous photograph from a famous photographer. If you really like it, dig deeper. Trust me, you'll be glad you did.